question, what about this pasuk for Hanot min Asvara? Hanot min Asvara that a Kohen Gadol only brings a par if there was a psak. Why? Tzibur moitzi michlal yochid. When the tzibur does the chet, they have a new special korban different than a yochid. A yochid has to bring a kisva or yisira. A tzibur, they bring a par. When the tzibur listens to the psak of the Bez Nagodol, they have to bring a par. So if so, tzibur is moitzi michlal yochid. Moshiach, a Kohen Gadol also, is moitzi michlal yochid. The Torah says by a Kohen Gadol, his korban on a chet is a par, not a regular soyer, but kisva. If so, the svara should be ma tzibur, just like by korban tzibur. Ein chayovim el al helem dover im shigras maisa. That was the first mishnah. When is there new korban par? Only if the bezna go to paskin and the tzibur listen to the bezdin. So af, that's the svara now. Af Moshiach, the same thing with a kohen gadol. Lo yechayv, should only be chayv a korban el al helem dover. Just like the tzibur only were first he paskin wrong. There was a psak halachi, he paskin, that he's allowed to eat the shevuv, im shigas maisa. And secondly, he went and actually listened to his psak. So Hurin Svara, I should say, a Kohen Gadol is like the tzibur. Mora says no. So again, the question would be, why do we need the posik lashmas om? So Mora says no. I klacha derechsu, maybe we'll go the other way. Let's think a little bit differently. That nosi moitzi michlal yochid. Nosi, that's like the melech, or the highest position in Klal Yisrael, he's also Moitzi Mechlal Yochid. And Nosi also has a special korban. Rashi says, the Bechlalim Nefesh Achasu Moitzi Mechlal Yochid may be Kisva Oisira, for Nosi may be Sawyer. And Nosi has to bring a Zohar, and only a Sawyer, only a goat, a he-goat. That's all that a Nosi can bring. He doesn't have the choice to bring a Kisva or a Sira, it's only a Sawyer. So it comes out a Nosi also has a special halacha different than a regular Yochid. So Nosi is Moitzi Mechlal Yochid. And also Moshiach Moitzi Mechlal Yochid. A Kohen Gadol has a special parsha in Vayikra Dalet. That when the Kohen Gadol does the Chet, he has a special korban, he brings a par, not a kisva or a sira. And so maybe Ma Nosi may be Beshigas Maisa, B'loi Helam Dovor in the parsha of the Melech. If the king makes a mistake, he's chayiv his special soyer, even though he made a normal mistake like any other yochid. It does not have to be through a psak of bezdin. Stam, he went home, and by mistake he ate chaylev, he thought it was shumin. So lochur is a nosi, has to bring a korban, even though it's a special korban of soyer, but it brings a korban on shigras maisa bilvad. So if so, maybe af Moshiach, the same thing, the kohen gadol, maybe Bishigas Maisa Buloi Helam Dover. Maybe he could also bring a korban even though he did not make a psak. Maybe without a Helam Dover. Like who says the Kohen Gadol first has to paskin, make hoiro, that it was mutter for him to eat the chaylev, and then he eats the chaylev b'shoigig, that's where it's chayav a korban. Maybe no. Maybe a Kohen Gadol is like a melech. So maybe that's why I need the posak liash masom. So Mor says now, Nira lemidoyma. Let's see to who is a Kohen Gadol like. Tzibur, when the Tzibur listens to the Bez Nagodol, and Rav Tzibur listens to that psak, so Bapar, the Tzibur, the special korban, is a par. V'yein mevi'in Oshem Toli. We'll see later on why a Tzibur does not have to bring a korban Oshem Toli. If they do the Chet, and they have a suffix, whether they did the Aver or not, there's no parsha of Oshem Toli by a Tzibur. Rashi says, is only a person that chayiv b'shoigeg without a helam dover. You do not need a psak. Mashenken et tzibur, there's the only chayiv korban if there was a psak destined first. So therefore, there's no chayiv oshem toli on a tzibur. Now, u'moshiach, the same thing by Kohen Gadol. When a Kohen Gadol gives off his psak and he listens to the psak, he also has to bring the par. He has to bring a par, the pasuk says. So chorz doyma to a tzibur. And secondly, v'yein maybe Oshem Toli. We'll also see why. A Kohen Gadol does not bring a korban Oshem Toli. Could be for the same reason. That an Oshem Toli is only if you do the chet b'shegeg without a helam dov, without a psak halacha. And here a Kohen Gadol, we're going to say now that he's only chayiv with a psak halacha first. So therefore, a Kohen Gadol does not bring a noshim toli. So if so, there's a svara to say that a Kohen Gadol in svara is like a tzibur. If so, ma tzibur. Ein a chayiv el helam davar. A tzibur is only chayiv if there was first a psak from the Bezna Nagodol. And now the tzibur listens to the psak, im shivigas maisa. If later on they do the action, so there should be a svara now without a pasuk af Mashiach. The same thing should apply to a kohen gadol that lo yeh chayiv el al helam dover im shirgas maisa. Only if there was a psak halacha. Now the Gemara soon going to ask, oshem toli is not a good proof, because what's the reason why a kohen gadol does not have an oshem toli? Only because he needs a psak halacha for his carbon. Now, a goof for asking, who said that? How do we know that a Kohen Gadol is only chayiv with the Helam Davar? Maybe a Kohen Gadol is chayiv without a psak halacha, just a normal shaygig. So Gemara is going to retract soon and say, Oshem Tol is not a good proof. Like an Oshem Tol is only lefi halacha, lefi emes, that you tell me a Kohen Gadol is only chayiv if he first passed in wrong and then he listened, now you understand why he's potter from an Oshem Toli. But right now we do not know that fact, that he's only chayiv with the psak halacha. We're trying to find out, how do you know that? So if you want to find out how do you know it, you can't tell me, learn it out from a tzibur, because he has no oshem toli. No, maybe he does not need a psak halacha first, and therefore he would have a korban oshem toli. So oshem toli is not the main factor. The main factor is that they're both chayiv apar. When the tzibur does the chet, the chayiv apar, and the pasuk says the kohen gadol also has to bring a par. So it's a svara, he's only chayiv if he first had a psak. The Gemara says no. Oy klach l'derech zu. Let's look at the other angle. Nosi mevi sira biavodes kechovim. When the king does an avera, a chet b'shegig of avodes zara, he has to bring a sira, special korban a sira. Who mevi oshem vaday, and he also has to bring an oshem vaday. Now u'mashiach, when the kohen gadol does this mistake, mevi sira biavodes kechovim, he also has to bring a sira. Different than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says the chzib of pasuk shlak l'cho anoshim v'zachovim v'nefesh diyechad yochad echad nosi v'mashma or maybe yoshim v'aday they nosi v'mashiach the chzib v'yoshim v'yasham gzelus v'yasham milos nefesh or mashiach v'nosi v'chlal nefesh. Kids are the both yichidim. So a nosi, a melech, and a kohen gadol have this in common, that if they do the chet of avodah zarah, they both have to bring a sira, and both of them have a parsha of an oshem vaday. If they're over the isra sham gezelos or mila, they have to bring a korban oshem. If so, maybe I should learn out ma nosi, just like a regular melech. Maybe b'shigas maisa, if a king makes a mistake and he eats chalif, he thought it was shuman, and he eats it now, he's chayiv a korban. His korban is a sayer, even though there was no psak halacha. So maybe af Mashiach, the same thing by a kohen gadol, should also be maybe b'shigas maisa. It's enough just the fact he did the action b'shigeg without a psak halacha. Stam, the kohen gadol woke up one morning and he thought it's shumin and he ate it and really it was chalif. Maybe he's also chayiv his korban par. So now Talmudim, the pasuk has to come and teach us liyash masom. It says in the pasuk v'yikra dalid by the kohen gadol that his chet is like a ashmas om, like the chet of the am of a tzibur. So it says clearly, harehu mashiach kitzibur, that the chet of the kohen gadol is like the same korban that a tzibur brings. Since so, ma tzibur, when does the tzibur have the chiv to bring their special power, whether it's upon Bezdin or upon the Shvatim, but when do they have the special power? And the mei v'yelo al helem dover, only if there was a psak from the Bezdin Agodol first, im shigas maisa. If then secondly, roiv of the tzibur has to listen to this psak. So I tell you, that's the pasuk liyash masom teraf Mashiach. The same thing, a kohen gadol has the same halacha. And maybe he only brings his special power elo al helam dover. Is first he gave the psak. He had to sit down first to paskin that this type of chaylev is muta im shigas maisa. And then he goes and makes a mistake. He eats it. That's when he's chayiv his par. So that's why I need the pasuk liyash masom, because otherwise I would have learned out a kohen gadol from a melech. So Mora says no. Ema, why don't I say ma tzibur hoyro v'yoso achrov po hoyrosoi chayovim? that the tzibor, that the bez nagod last the paskin, and then when are they chayiv the korban? Only if a tzibor, other people listen to them. So maybe af mashiach, the same thing, the kohen gadol ki shohero v'yoso achro bar rosoi. Maybe he'll only be chayiv a par if two things happen: that he paskins and he eats, and also other people also listen to him. Maybe we need other people to listen to his psak also. The same way a tzibor is chayiv only if a tzibor listens to the psak of Bez Nagodol. Ye chayiv. The Gemara says no. Talmulem. The pasuk says clearly, v'hikriv al chatosoi ashechoto. That means al mashechoto who maybe. A kohen gadol only has to bring for his own private chet that he did. For his chet, does he have to bring a par? But I'll tell you, v'yena maybe al mashechoto acherim. But he does not bring a par for the aver of other people. Not only for them, but he does not need them. Because his chiyuv is for his own chet. It has nothing to do with other people. And if other people listen to him, they're only like regular yechidim. They have their own chiyuv chatis, a kesev or a soyer. Zero. But they would not have to bring a par. This par is only for the kohen gadol himself when he did the chet. After he himself paskined, it was muta. Now, Omama, what did we say before? The question we asked before, Moshiach bepar, v'yein mev yoshim toli. He wanted to bring a reason in svar without the pasuk that a kohen gadol should be like a tzibur. And we said two reasons. Just like a kohen gadol, his korban is the par, and he does not bring a yoshim toli. So the question is, minolon, d'yein mev yoshim toli. How do we know at this point of the game that we do not know clearly yet that a kohen gadol needs a psak? So if so, if we do not know yet that needs a psak, how do we know he doesn't bring an oshem toli? Minolah d'yein maybe oshem toli. Tichsiv, quoting out the same, because the pasuk says, tichsiv, there's a pasuk that says, v'chi parol of hakoyin al shigagosoi asher shogag. It says in the parasha of oshem toli. Again, that's when you do a chet and you're not sure you did the chet at all. So you have to bring an oshem toli to protect you in the meantime. But the pasuk says, al shigosa asher shogag. So we dashen mi shechatosa v'shigosa shavo, meaning that any time you do this chet b'shoigeg, you have to bring a korban without a psak bezdin. So yotzo mashiach, it goes out from your kohen gadol shechigosa v'chatosa shavoi. He's not like a regular yochid, that he's only chayiv a korban if he first paskin wrong. That has to be a psak by a kohen gadol. How do we know this? Tefsiv only, because the pasuk says liyash masom. Harei hu Mashiach kitzibor liyash masom, that a kohen gadol is only chayiv a special par if he's like the tzibor, meaning that he first has to paskin that he's allowed to eat the chaylev, and then he makes the mistake and eats the chaylev. But if he does not have the psak first, he's potter from his korban. So since he needs a psak first, that's why he's potter from the korban oshem toli. But the question is, ad kan lekomalei. Right now, the Gemara before was going like asking the question, why do we need the pasuk? Liyash masom, I should know it's minas svara that a kohen gadol is like the tzibur. Now, if I do not have a pasuk yet, then I do not know that he's potter from an oshem toli. Like, I do not know yet that the kohen gadol needs a psak first. Maybe a kohen gadol is also chayiv on a regular shoygeg, he's chayiv a korban. So how could you bring me a proof to say, since I know that he's potter from a korban oshem toli, that's the reason to say in svara he's like the tzibur. In svara, I do not know yet that a kohen gadol needs a psak. Svara says true. Ela oshem kidei naspa. Take out oshem. That's not the proof. Oshem toli is only lefi emes after we have the pasuk liyash masom, that the chet of a kohen gadol is like the chet of a tzibur. Now I know from the pasuk that kohen gadol is only chayiv if he had a psak first. He has to paskin for himself first. I hold up the halacha, this chaylev is muta, and then he eats the chaylev, is chayiv a korban. So now I know he's potter from a noshem toli, because noshem toli is only on a chet without a psak halacha. But before I have the pasuk lash masam, I do not know this. Someone says true, take it out. In the first part of the Braisa, when we came out of Minas Svara, it's not from the diyuk of Oshem Toli, but just the fact of par and par. Just like a tzibur has to bring a par, and a kohen gadol brings a par, that's the svara to say a kohen gadol should be just like a tzibur. But the Fiyamit, we need the pasuk, but after the pasuk of Lash Masam, that's the chiddush that a kohen gadol has a special parshin of Yikra Dalet by himself, that when he does the chet, that Yechayev Koros B'mezid does a B'shoigeg, he's Chayev a special power, when only if he paskin first, then he's allowed to do it. And then he listens to the psak, that's when he's Chayev. But if there wouldn't have been a psak first, just he wakes up and makes the mistake and eats the chelev that he thinks is shumin, he's potter from a korban. The other Mishnah says, what's going to be hora bifnei atzmoi, v'osra bifnei atzmoi, mischapala bifnei atzmoi, chura pshita, that the Kohen Gadol paskin for himself, and he did what the way he paskin, and then he comes out, it was a whole mistake, so he's chayav to bring a korban. But what's going to be hora im hatzibur, v'osra im hatzibur? What's going to be that both the Kohen Gadol paskin, that this chelev is muta, and also the Bezen HaGadol also paskin the same psak? So you also paskin that this chelev is muta. So what's going to be now? So mischarpa lo im hatzibur. I tell you, the Kohen Gadol does not have to bring his own special korban. He's included in the tzibur. Since the tzibur listened to the Bezen HaGadol, and they have a chiyuv now to bring this power, the Kohen Gadol has his kapara with the tzibur. Shein bezdin chayovim, and the reason is because they both have the exact same chiyuvim. Shein bezdin chayovim ad sheyora levato miksas lakaya miksas. They're just like the Bezna Godol. When is there the chiyuv power we had before? If they pass and they made a mistake on something, that they're mevatel miksas of the mitzvah, but not completely. That they pass in certain chelev is muta, not all chelev is muta, only the chelev ala dakin, or the chelev ala kev on top of the stomach or the intestines, that chelev is muta, but the rest of chelev is also. V'chein ha-mashiach, the same svar as by Kohen Gadol, that he's only chayiv if he first gave out a psak, that he's allowed to do something, which also mixed us of the aveiri he was matar, but mixed us not. So since the din of a Kohen Gadol is the same halacha like a tzibur, it is svar to say that when the tzibur brings their power for the same type of a chet that the Kohen Gadol does, he has his kapara with the korban of the tzibur. For loy b'avaras kechovim, ad shiyor v'levata mixtas l'kai mixtas, the Kohen goes back on both. That the tzibur and the Kohen Gadol are both not chayiv if they paskin wrong on the chet of avoid the zara, unless like we had before, the only paskin you're allowed to bow down, but not other averus. They're not matter of avodah zarah completely, only the mixas. So since a tzibur and a Kohen Gadol is like one another, that's the swara when they both paskin on the same avera, the Kohen Gadol has his kapara with the tzibur. Now, minohan emilia, how do I know this? The Torah Rabbonin, hoyre im tzibur. Let's say the Kohen Gadol paskin the same mistake that the Bezen HaGadol made for the tzibur. V'yosim atzibur, and he also acted. They both, the tzibur and the Kohen Gadol, did the avera. So yoch yovi parli atzmoi. I would have thought in svara maybe the Kohen Gadol still has to bring his own power. He did his chet al pi his psak. Maybe he has to bring his own power. And really, v'dinu, there's a svara like this. Nosi moitzim mechla yochid. A melech a nosi, he has a different halacha than a yochid, like we had before. The nosi has to only bring a sawyer, a he-goat, whereas the tzibur or other people, they can bring either a kisva or a sira. So a melech has his own halacha. Now, Mashiach moitzi mechla yochid, when the Kohen Gadol does a chet, he also has a special halacha. He has to bring a par and not a kisva. If so, ma nosi, just like the melech. Chot bifnei atzmoi, maybe bifnei atzmoi. When he does the chet by himself, he brings his own korban. Chot to im atzibur does the chet with the rest of the tzibur, mischapolo im atzibur, when the tzibur brings the par. It frees the melech also. If so, and so I should say, af Moshiach, the same thing by Kohen Gadol. Chot to bifnei atzmoi, true, maybe bifnei atzmoi brings his own special korban. But maybe chotim atzibur, when the Kohen Gadol does the same chet with the tzibur, maybe mischaplu im atzibur, he could have his kapora with the tzibur. So in svar I would know this. Then we say no, loyim omar tibidosi, no. Maybe it was only said by the melech, shekein mischaplu loyim atzibur v'yom ha-kippurim. On Yom Kippur there's no special cover for the melech. The melech has his kapora on Yom Kippur with the rest of Klal Yisrael. But to Yom Eba Mashiach, but the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Shei Mischap Lo Yim Atzibur. He has a special power for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Yeah. So if so, it ain't Mischap Lo Yim Atzibur B'Yom HaKippurim. So hoyel, if so, v'yeh mischapalei ha'matzibim yom ha'kippurim, yochel, I would have thought to say, yovi parli atzmai, maybe now also he has to make, well, even though he made the same mistake that Tziba made, and the same wrong sock that Kohen Gadol made as the Bezna Gadol, maybe still a Kohen Gadol always needs his own kapara. Talmud Leimon, this the Pasuk says no. Talmud Leimon says, v'yikra dalit, al chatosay ha'shechoto. Only on his own private chet, he only has to bring korban for his own chet, but not when he does the chet with a tzibur. Okay, so it has to come out. Chotah b'fnei atzmai. If he's the only one that did this chet, then maybe b'fnei atzmai. True. Then it's called al chatosay al shechotah. The korban is brought for his own private chet. But chotim atzibur. But if he does the chet with the tzibur, then the pasuk is mashma mischaplo yim atzibur. Yes, the Kohen Gadol has his kapara with the tzibur with the same par. Since it's a par that Tziba brings now, and his korban is a par also, he has his kapara. Now, Hechidom, what are we talking about over here? It comes out that both the Kohen Gadol paskin wrong, and the Bezna Gadol paskin wrong. So what are we talking about? Hechidom, Ilai Maduhu Mufla, usually the Kohen Gadol was a big Talmud Chacham also. So if you want to tell me that the Kohen Gadol was the Mufla of the Bezna Gadol, the Mufla means like the Rosh Yeshiva, the head in charge. We had before, the Mishnah before said, that if the Bezna Gadol made a psak without the Mufla, the Rosh Yeshiva wasn't, it's not called a good psak. Even if they had 71 people, but if they make the psak without their Mufla, it's not called a psak. So if so, if you want to tell me, the who Mufla? The Kohen Gadol, he was the Mufla. Vehein ain't a Muflayim, and the rest of the 71 there. If they're not Muflayim, they don't know as much as the Kohen Gadol knows. If so, pshita de mischapla b'fnei atzmai. For sure then the Kohen Gadol needs his own kapara. It would not be enough with the cows or par. Why? Because harua de lahoin v'lei klum, their harua means nothing. Since the Bezna Gadol paskin without the mufla, it's not called a psak. If so, boi yasuya kisvoi siro kochad v'chad. It's like only Yechidim did the chet. There was no Harois Bezdin. So every Yochid, the Yochid, brings his own private chattis. And Pshita, the Kohen Gadol, needs his own special power. So this can't be the case. Elamai, what the opposite way? V'idiyinun mufloyim. Maybe the mufla, the Rosh Yeshiva, was in the Bezna Gadol. They knew the Lochid clearly. So it's interesting, how can they make a mistake? Still, we made a mistake, but alright, they were the mufloyim. For who? And this Kohen Gadol, Loi Mufli, did not know so much. He was not a big Talmud Chacham. If so, am I mischapla b'fnei atzmai, then why b'chlal does he have to bring his own special korban, even if the Bezna Gadol is not paskin, who are rodi dev lo klumu? Because if he does not know the halachas, it's not called a psak either. A psak only means if you're a dayan, roi to paskin. So if the Kohen Gadol himself is not a mufla, does not know the halachas, so it's not a mistake. It's not called a psak. So the Kohen Gadol himself would be potter from a special carbon. So where's the case we're talking about here? Amar Papa, to go and show him Muflayim Shnayim. Teretz, they both knew their stuff. And you're saying, right, true, Mufla means there's